Voters in Florida's largest county, Miami-Dade, go to the polls tomorrow to decide the fate of their mayor, who is facing a recall. A local businessman with deep pockets is leading the recall effort. His chief complaint with the mayor is his budget. Phil Latzman reports for member station WLRN that voters, struggling with high unemployment and rampant foreclosures, appear to be in a recall state of mind.
From Al Capone's bribes to voting by the dead, this area has a checkered political past. But it's not because of corruption or scandal that Miami-Dade's mayor finds himself in such big trouble. It's a budget.
I knew that recommending the budget was not very popular. As soon as I recommended the budget, there's a billionaire in this community that said, I'm going to recall you.
That's Carlos Alvarez, twice elected mayor of Miami-Dade, who now finds himself fighting to finish his final 18 months in office. The aggressive recall campaign is being led and financed by billionaire businessman Norman Brayman.
I believe removing Mayor Alvarez will demand meaningful change in the way business is done here.
Brayman, who owns a chain of car dealerships nationwide based in Miami, lost a court battle 2 years ago to prevent local politicians from using hotel tax to build the Florida Marlins' new baseball stadium. Last year, the mayor recommended a budget that included a property tax hike and raises for county employees. That spurred Norman Brayman into action again, bankrolling an effort to collect and verify nearly 100,000 signatures to force the election. He's now spent nearly $1 million of his own money to push the recall.
Mayor Alvarez has asked for a shared sacrifice, but he raised taxes $178 million while giving huge pay raises to top county government workers. And this is just one of 20 reasons why we need to vote yes to recall Mayor Alvarez.
That message seems to be resonating with early voters like Cynthia Bello and Natalie De La Rosa.
I voted to have him recalled. I don't think he's done anything good for the city. My taxes went up, way up.
I voted to recall the mayor. It's a blatant abuse of power constantly, and I'm kind of tired of it.
A recent poll found two-thirds of registered voters in favor of removing the mayor. Fernanda Mondi is with Miami-based public opinion research firm Ben Dixon and Mondi, which conducted the survey.
I think what you're seeing here in Florida is a vehicle through which the voters can kind of express their pent-up anger over a series of missteps, in this case by the local office holders, and I think they're going to set a tremendous precedent.
Miami is still recovering from the depths of the recession, with official unemployment at 12% and home foreclosure rates among the highest in the nation. Some, though, feel Mayor Alvarez is being scapegoated. Longtime Miami Herald columnist Fred Grimm.
Look, we've had kickback scandals, voting scandals, robbery scandals, zoning scandals, sex scandals, drug scandals, gambling scandals. Somehow it seems slightly out of proportion and a little weird for this particular county to go Tunisian and toss out a mayor who's known as an honest man.
Norman Brayman acknowledges the mayor has committed no crime, but argues he should still be recalled.
I say get out there and vote yes for recall, yes for an opportunity to change the direction of this community. It's time to stop complaining and do something about it.
If the recall effort succeeds, county commissioners can either call for a special election or appoint someone to serve for the next 18 months. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
More coming up on All Things Considered.